Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this May 7th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and we're welcoming into the studio our good friend, Nicole Menzel, Library Director with Leicester Public Library of Rome. Nicole, it's good to see you.
It is good to be back and to see you again.
It's been too long.
Yes, I know.
Been too long. Pam, not again. No, can't wait this long next time. We got to get you back sooner. I always appreciate the time. Thank you very much for being here. And I always like to shout out our libraries. I don't have a lot of journalistic integrity with this. My mother, a librarian, that spent many years in Macmillan, and I love our libraries, love our librarians, and appreciate so much what you guys do for our communities.
I don't think you need journalistic integrity when it comes to libraries, right?
I don't know. I don't think any journalist. I don't know if that's a journalist I want to talk to if they don't like libraries. Yeah, I wanted to, if you don't mind, talk to about a couple of the cool things you have going on over there. The children's area has been renovated. We've got some great summer reading programs. But let's start with this really awesome thing that's happened, the American Library Association grant.
Yes. So we just recently received a grant called Libraries Transforming Communities. It is for small and rural libraries specifically to do an initiative that helps people with disabilities in the community. So we applied for it, we got it, and we are starting to work on what that looks like for us. What we wrote the grant for was to do a home delivery service for patrons who are homebound, who can't leave, who might not have someone who can stop in and pick things up for them. That is our goal, but we are going to do some community conversations and see where people are at, what they think as well.
You know, our libraries are a community hub.
Yes.
And that's great for our community and everything. It's also great when our libraries listen. And that's really cool that you guys do that. All of our local libraries do that. But I shout you out for that. You guys always have over there at Leicester. It's great to be able to do that, but I think right out the gate, you've got some good ideas already with this. That's really cool and encouraging to hear.
Yeah. Well, and as you said, libraries are a center of community, which is great, but if you can't come to it, what do you get? So a lot of the work that we're doing right now is on outreach and how we can go to people instead of always expecting people to come to us. So kind of flipping it a little bit.
Yeah. So I know this was something that meant a lot to my mom during the pandemic.
Yes.
That libraries were able to do a lot of this and meet, you know, leaving books out for people and they come and pick it up and a lot of that. They, you know, leave it to our libraries to figure out a way to get books in people's hands.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty cool.
Yes.
This is taking that model somewhat and really expanding upon it and bringing it into the day to day. We know this, like all of our community members, we've got an older population in this area, a little bit more than others do.
Yes.
And one of the more heartbreaking things to me is the idea of somebody not being able to go to the library for any reason, especially if it's an age reason or
yes.
it's just a mobility thing or anything like that.
Yeah.
Reading is life.
Yes.
Reading is life, and to be able to offer that to somebody, especially that part of our community that has done so much, and none of us are here without them.
Yes.
This is a great way to kind of not only pay it forward, but, you know, do some of this and get these books out there. It helps the library, it helps the community, and most importantly, it helps these individuals.
Yeah, and we actually want to do more than just books, too. We're hoping we can do games, puzzles, different activities to help brains stay active. And also, we've got a whole bunch of volunteers who have already emailed me, and they're like, we want to do this. We want to be the people who deliver it. So it's also providing that touch point of getting to meet a human when you might be in a place where you don't really see people very often. So it's a lot of good things wrapped into one.
We talk about this with the ADRC all the time about Meals on Wheels. And for me, it's one of the main programs I back. I got to do that a little bit out in California, and it was one of the best experiences I've ever had. This feels like that to a degree.
We're actually partnering with them.
Oh, perfect.
A bit, yes.
Of course you are, because
yes.
both awesome organizations.
Yes.
That's very cool to hear. Not surprising at all. It's
yeah.
a really good, that's a win-win right there if there ever
yes.
was one. But you touched on a couple of really important things with this program. Yes, it'll get books in hands. People are getting new, you know, fun books they've read 100 times or a new release or something like that. And maybe it expands to other things.
Mm-hmm.
But the personal touch, the human interaction, just like with Meals on Wheels, oftentimes that is one of the few interactions these people will have, you know, somebody might have or something like that.
Yes.
That is going to meet possibly, and I only say this stuff if I can back it up. It may mean more to you than it does to them. Like, you may come out of the situation like, God, I'm so glad I met that person.
Yes.
Or, oh, that was a fun conversation.
Totally.
It happens all the time. Yes. And there's so many great individuals and interesting personalities out there. And here's another opportunity for you to meet them.
Totally. Mm. I think that is such a special thing to be able to do.
And not for nothing, but one other thing I have to mention, and I say this as somebody like a lot of individuals out there that have lost people to Alzheimer's or dementia, we are learning more and more about our brains and more about ways to stave off those things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the overwhelming things that science will tell you is keep that brain active.
Yes.
Keep it active.
Yes. And I'm hoping to actually dive more into some research on things that we can provide that have been proven to help with brain health as well. So, yeah, it's kind of I could talk all day about the ideas have for it.
That's what you love to hear. You know, people getting a grant and being like, all right, we don't have enough.
No.
Give us another one.
Yes. Like,
that's really encouraging to hear.
Yes.
That's cool. And when it comes to the community input on this, will you be having a meeting eventually or something like that? Not put you on the spot right now with it, but.
No, that's a great question. And that's actually a big piece of the grant is letting the people that you're serving be the ones to tell you what they want.
Cool.
So it's an initiative for the people, so they should be the ones deciding what this looks like.
Hmm.
And you might imagine, okay, well, if it's for people who can't come to the library, how do you have a meeting at the library for people who can't come to the library? So I think we're going to be getting a little creative with that and doing some individual outreach, reaching out to other community groups, churches in the area, Meals on Wheels. We've already connected with them. For people that we know cannot make it out of their home on a regular basis and have some of those one-on-one conversations. We would love other community input as well, but we're really focusing on the people that this initiative is serving.
We're going to talk about it a lot in this half an hour, but that is one of the, if we just cut that into a slice, into a little sound right there, that is a perfect example of the great work that you guys are doing over there. Nowadays, most people, Zoom, we'll do a Zoom meeting. Now we're done with it. I appreciate that you pay attention to your community. You're finding different ways. You're going above and beyond and finding how can I get the people's feedback.
Yep.
So many people nowadays just sit back and well, you give it to me. You give me your feedback. You guys are going out there and getting it. That's awesome.
Well, Adams County actually has the lowest, I think, in the state. It's low. Of people who have internet access, number one. So we've got that. We've got a population, typically those who are not as mobile are elderly, not always, but a lot of times. So I can't tell you how many people I have met at the library who don't even know how to use a computer. So to be like, jump on this Zoom meeting, they're like, I don't know what the internet is and I don't have a computer.
Zoom, what do you mean? I got to run fast?
Yes. Like that would just be the opposite of what we needed to do.
It's very smart. I appreciate it. And looking forward to hearing more and more about what this grant entails and what you know, invest in, the things you guys do with it and everything, which means you got to come back. You got to come back soon and talk about it. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the library updates that are going on over there. They renovated the kids area.
Yeah, so we're actually in the process of doing that right now, and it's the staff that's doing it.
Mm.
One of our staff members, Heather, painted a mural in the entire children's area.
Wow.
It is huge. It took her 3 weeks. It is gorgeous. You should just go look.
Yeah.
Just go to the library to see the mural. Yeah. It's been super, super awesome. And people keep asking her, are you an artist? I'm like, how do you answer that question? Like, what makes you an artist? I'm like, now you get to say, yes, I am.
Yes.
But we're getting a bunch of new things for kids. So we've got some new imaginative play. We've got like a camper. We've got some different STEM. We like to use STEAM instead, science, technology, engineering, art, and math, because the arts are so valuable.
Right on.
But we've got a lot of different activities that we're going to be bringing into the library that we'll be rotating throughout the year. So just a lot of really cool stuff to try to bring in some of the kids in our area. I think yesterday we had about 10 families who came in, which for us is super exciting because we don't, you know, always see a ton of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so fun to watch them interact with some of the things that we've got. And we're like, this is exactly why we're doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wonderful.
Any chance I have, I take the opening to get on my soapbox about this, Nicole. And Wisconsin finished last in funding the arts this year. And it's important that we bring this up. We hammer this home that we in fund the arts. We support the arts. They touch on everything from your taxes and improving that to your well-being and your mental health. I mean, there's nothing that the arts don't do. And any opportunity to kind of like promote that and talk about that is very cool. It's so cool to what these renovations are kind of doing and showing a lot of the joy of art, what art can do, and just having some fun too with it and everything. It sounds really nice for the kids.
Yeah, it's super great. Our friends of the library organization actually donated the money to do this. Mm. So they gave us a very nice chunk of change to be able to put that in. It's art for our community. It's art for our kids. It's all of the other things as well. It's just a lot of fun wrapped into one project.
And we don't nearly get to shout out enough all the good work that our people in our libraries are doing. The fact that you guys are doing this yourselves, shout out to all of you. Thank you for what you're doing. That's cool.
No, we're cheap.
And that too. Yeah, don't hurt. Libraries gotta be cheap. You have to be.
I mean, yeah. I'm like, oh, the taxpayers are gonna ask me what I'm spending my money on. Yeah. And I wanna be like, no, we didn't hire someone. We can paint a wall. We've got that.
Right on. Nicole Menzel with us, Library Director of Leicester Public Library of Roman. Nicole, are there any other library updates you wanted to touch on?
Yeah, so we have, some people have probably noticed, we've been moving around shelving because we've been expanding our shelving, and it's hard to do in a small space. So some people have come in and been a little upset that they can't find the things that they want to find right away. But we are happy to show them where they are, and it's just so that we can expand. So that's pretty exciting for us to be able to do those things. We've also got, speaking of art, I totally forgot about this. But one of our staff members has been connecting with community artists, and we've had a rotating display of art in, we have like a display area in our adult section. And so we've got a new artist in there right now from the Adams Friendship area. Gorgeous, gorgeous art. But we've gotten to see tons of different things rotating through, and it's so fun to walk back there, and every month it's something different and new. So another thing to check out.
If there definitely community members, any chance you get to stop at one of your local libraries, be sure to do so. And the Leicester one is one of the best ones we have in the state. I encourage you to go check it out any chance you get. But if I am a creative, if I'm an artist, and I would like to be a part of this or anything, can I reach out to you? Can I see if there's room eventually or something like that?
Totally. Please reach out to us. We've got a whole list of contacts, and we're scheduling out for, you know, as long as we can. So you can reach out to me at my email, which is nmenzel@romepubliclibrary.org, or call the library. We like phone calls too.
Yeah, we'll get that information out there again before we wrap up today, Nicole. Did want to also get into the summer reading program and the theme this year, and that these summer reading programs, we just had a CEO of the United Way, Terry Johnson, with us. Terry co-hosts with me all the time, and Terry, whether it's on air or off air, one of her bigger things that she cares about is summer reading and keeping kids their literacy levels up and their brains up on that level. It's an important one to our community, and this is a great program.
Yeah, and we're really excited about it this year. We're doing it bigger than, I mean, it's hard because all the staff is fairly new, but we think bigger than it's been done in the past. We can't for sure say that, but you know, bigger than we've ever done it before, because it's the first one that we're
still counts.
Doing.
Yeah, still counts.
Totally. but the overall theme for Summer Read Program, I think, is adventure is out there, but we're using open for adventure because the library is open for adventure. Books are open for adventure. There's lots of adventure to be had.
Yeah.
We're going to have performers. We're going to have reading. There's prizes for different levels. We're going to have a big event at the end where you get to go on a story adventure and do some fun activities to follow you through the story, following a kind of a treasure map of sorts. So we've got a lot of really great things. So it is reading and it is literacy, but it's connecting that back to the community as well too. So it's interaction, it's providing fun family activities in the summer months that are free, which is the other great part Everything is free.
Yeah, yeah. Keep that in mind, everybody. You never lost anybody because of something being free.
No.
Very encouraging. Oh, yes. What is it? Free? Take that. When it comes to something like this, in a program like this, the summer reading program, is this for certain ages or do you have it broken up in ages and grades?
Yeah, so we're going to do three different age groups this year. So we've got like a 0 to 7, an 8 to 12, and a 13 to 18, just because prizes and things can look very different for those age groups. And also reading expectations can look a little bit different as well. So for each of those age groups, we have goals for reading and different prizes for those levels. And of course, if there are kids who are kind of on the cusp of one or the other and they're like, I really don't want to be in this one and I'm reading ahead, you know, we'll make exceptions. But yeah, I also potentially am going to do something for adults because adults should have fun reading things too.
That's a good idea.
But that is in the works. So you heard it here first.
Mm. When you do it, my mother will sign up right away. And when she does, she'll sign me up. I have no doubt.
I love it.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of fun though. It's a good idea. I wanted to get to also the Rome Garden Club and make sure to give a shout them out. We appreciate them. They join us on the air sometimes and great people.
Yes. So if you've ever been to the library, we have a ton of gardens, landscaping, plants. I mean, we've got a community vegetable garden. We have a community herb garden. We've got butterfly gardens. We have a trail system in the woods behind the library. All of this was done and is kept up by the Rome Garden Club. And they have events. They meet every Wednesday at 9:30 to actually take care of the library gardens, but they have events once a month, and that is on all the events are on the library website, so you can check that out and see what they've got coming up. There's one, I think, tomorrow for sustainable landscaping. Like, they bring in some really, really cool speakers, and they're all master gardeners who talk about these things. So it's just a really, really awesome thing. Like, one, the library would look like poo if we didn't have them, because I'm not going to be going out there trying to keep plants alive. But it's kind of like a masterpiece when you look at these things.
Yes. Yeah. The work, they're artists.
Yes.
They are artists. Talking about the creative arts and everything. These master gardeners are masters at this and really good at it. They're also really, they love sharing information.
Yes.
And if you are wanted to get to know more of this or maybe even become a master gardener or something, we have a couple of friends from ours from Extension that have joined us to talk about the club and everything, and they're always looking for new members, always looking for new people that want to be a part of this and learn more about gardening yourself and getting out there and doing some of this, whether you're new or have been doing it for a long time. You're welcome.
Yeah, I actually recently, we've had some folks who work at Sand Valley stop in that are here seasonally, and they take care of the grass at Sand Valley, which, you know, for a golf course, grass is important, right? Yeah. And it's really funny because they tell you all about this grass stuff. And we were talking about the garden club, and I think some of them are going to join it.
Cool.
So we're trying to make those connections in other places as well. They can bring their grass expertise and then learn about flowers, too.
Nicole, one of the things that you guys do over there that I wanted to make sure that we took some time to talk about is the outreach.
Yeah, so this is something that we are focusing on this summer. We actually have hired two high school students who will be graduating in a few weeks to help us out with our summer outreach programming. One of the things we're most excited about is we're going to be going to the farmers market every other Friday, the Rome Farmers Market, and we're going to have activities there for kids to do. Nothing crazy, but something fun so that if you're there with your family and you've got your kids, you know, adults could do them too. You know, making bookmarks, doing some temporary tattoos, who knows? We're going to have a lot of fun getting out in the community. We're also going to be doing some volunteer work at some of the different events happening. So one of the concert series that Visit Rome is doing in the band shell, we're going to be helping out there. So just some different things to get out with our ultimate goal. And I didn't talk about this before because I'm trying not to jinx myself, but jinx away. We would love to get a bookmobile and that kind of ties back into the outreach program for the grant and doing delivery for people, but having a dedicated vehicle that looks like a library vehicle. It's got books on it. I don't know. Lots of dreams with it, but yes.
Yeah. Well, first off, the little libraries, the little libraries that you see about town and stuff, and you can take and put a book in, take one out. We know how popular those have, those are hugely popular.
Yes.
We know food trucks are really popular right now.
Totally.
Seems like a win-win to combine the two. It seems like, you know, at least in my head, it feels like that. It's a bit of a combination of those things. And touching on what we first started talking about getting books in people's hands.
Yes, and going where the people are, because we still have so many people who don't even know that we exist. Rome is not necessarily walkable where we are. So it would be really nice to be able to, you know, it's like the ice cream truck. Yes. If we could get like a little music dingy thing as we drive around, then people are like, oh, it's books, and like, oh, it's ice cream.
Mom,
same thing.
The library truck's coming. Just go running for the library truck.
This is what I imagine.
And as a parent, they won't come back asking for money.
No, no, it's even better. You're like, go ahead, get a book. This is great.
That's an awesome idea. Nicole, we just wrapping up, want to get the information out there of how people can find out more about some of what we talked about today. And certainly always like to remind people that you can volunteer. You can be a part of things at the library. They have a lot of great events going on all year long that you can help out and be a part of your community with.
Yes.
And Nicole, if people do have follow-up questions and want to know more about some of what we've gotten into, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah. So you can go to our website, which is RomePublicLibrary.org. You can give us a call, 715-325-8990. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, so you can check us out there. Or you can email me, nmenzel@RomePublicLibrary.org. All of those are great ways. Someone will eventually get back to you. I can't promise right away, but
Eventually they will. Nicole, thank you so much. Always good to see you. Thanks so much for being here. Appreciate what you and your team do over there. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for having us.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.